A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We open with Nicole and Chris. They are going to do goat yoga.
I can't.
With Nicole's dad.
I can't. Oh my
God. Oh my God. When and why did this whole craze like pop up? This goat yoga.
Please email the number 2blackgirls@1rose@gmail.com if you know. Because I don't believe goats have any significance in the practice of yoga.
Of yoga. Is it just because they're cute and they just jump around? Like, is that just
maybe, Maybe. I don't know. Maybe because they jump on your back and they're light.
They're light. They were cute. They were hopping from, like, downward dog to downward dog. It was so cute.
Yes.
But just, like, so random. Like, who started this? What is this? Like, what the fuck? So anyways, we learned that Nicole and her dad do yoga together, which is very cute. Her dad even taught yoga for a period of time, which
at the college.
At her college.
So crazy.
That's wild.
Oh my God. I can't imagine my dad. Well, me and my dad doing physical activity together is never great. But I can't imagine teaching yoga at my college.
Teaching yoga at
That's
her school.
Crazy.
That's oh my wild. Gosh. Would you ever teach yoga? Would you ever do the teacher certification? Like,
you know,
go for it?
I really should. Because I told you, there are times when my teacher comes in and she's eating her chickpeas because she's starving. And she's like, you got it, right? Like, you could teach class today, right? I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
And I do have an interest in getting to, like, a peak. Because I feel like yoga is one of those journeys that goes on forever.
Yeah.
So I would love a peak in my yoga journey.
Thing
and I feel
to...
like that would it would be teaching,
like working up to it's like how people who love running go for like a marathon or something.
Exactly,
that could be like your marathon, the teacher certification. Cool. Friend, I love that for you.
Right, I think that would be really cool.
That's
actually
a great thing. To work up to. Nice. Anyways, okay, so they are doing yoga, bonding with her dad. Chris asks the dad, like, how has Nicole, like, evolved over the years? Like, you know, I didn't know her before 6 weeks ago or whatever. And, yeah, he kind of gives his perspective of Nicole. You know, him and her mom divorced when she was four. It was, like, a pretty, seems like amicable divorce. Like, he was always around. They, well, you know, people sometimes even know that they're divorced. They're always together. But when she reached teenage years, you know, she was a teen. Teens are
a teenager. They're the worst.
Love them, but they're terrible.
And
she just like didn't want to spend time with him, but like ditch him, was like, you know, being a teenager and like didn't want to do shit with her dad.
Also, if there's no bedroom for me at your house, I'm also gonna ditch you.
That too. Like, he was like, she was sleeping on the couch at my place. Like, she didn't want to come over. Like, you know, I get it.
First of all, why am I not sleeping in your bed, Dad? Why aren't you sleeping on the couch?
Why aren't you on the couch? That's what I'm saying. I didn't ask to be here in this separate home. The hell? You and Mama can't work it out. What the fuck? Like, why am I on the couch? So true.
Right? I was like, Mark.
Mark, you put your daughter on the couch. Come on now. But yeah, so he shares a little bit of context and that she's obviously just like grown a lot and how this time in her life is like the biggest change and shift that he's seen in her. and how, yeah, he couldn't be happier. He's, you know, still a hard ass, but he just sees how, like, content she is. And mm-hmm. he said she spent a lot of time in her life not content. So it's very good to see her in that way.
Yeah. I like how he knows he didn't, like, raise no dumbass. So he's like, mm-hmm. you know what? If she likes you, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine. Yeah. yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. He gives Chris the okay to call him dad.
Yikes. Which,
that's big coming from him.
I know. And soon. Do you and soon. Do you won't do this? Do you do the mom dad and then the dad? I don't either.
No. Yeah. I think that's a lot. When Nate and I, maybe for her birthday, this was a moment actually. I think it was Susan's birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her birthday. We called her and sang happy birthday. And it's like, mm-hmm. happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, yeah. dear. Yeah. I said mom because I thought Nate was going to say mom. So we just say mom. And after, I think we left a message. She didn't pick up or something. So afterwards, she texted me and was like, got your message. I heard you say mom. That's not lost on me. I love you too, like a daughter or something. Something. It was really cute. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Very nice. But I don't like call her mom. I still call her Susan.
Yeah, but, right.
But yeah, little moments. But that's like a thing for some people, I guess, calling.
I guess so.
Their in-laws mom and dad.
Not I. Said the bunny. No, not me. And I remember the first I love you from my boyfriend's parents. That was like crazy.
Oh, like, yeah, we do that.
Like, oh my God. You do? What? Me too, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that I don't remember the exact moment, but I remember that too. When that, like, I love you guys, or love you. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, love you guys.
Love you too.
Like, oh my God, the sirens that go off. Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Boy. Yeah. So Chris gets to call him dad now, so that's cute. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Pepper, she is alive. She is alive and well.
She is not retired.
Right. Where the hell have you been, girl, since the casting special? We've not seen her. This is so crazy. So she talked about she's ready to help these couples along. They only have 4 weeks left. I'm like, yeah, they only have 4 weeks left. You need to get to work. It's just a disaster. Come on. Oh, my God. So first up is Kirsten and Shaquille. Mm-hmm. And even Kirsten said, before Dr. Pepper showed up and there's like talking, even she said she wished the other night that one of the experts was there.
Experts.
Her and Shaquille were like battling it out on the couch where he was like fed up with her spilling the beans at these fucking dinners and not telling him shit. And
you know what I also wish? I wish they all got together as boys and girls. And I feel like Justin and Ben ruined this because they were talking so much shit last season.
Yeah.
And everybody probably saw the result of what happened after that because their wives got really sensitive. And I wish they did that. I really wish Kirsten went to the girls and Nicole was like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Explain to me. Like, I'm five. Yeah. Why are you mad at this man? Yeah. And then Shaquille to go to the rest of the guys and be like, what? Eris would be like, that booty, you not squeezing it? For real? Like,
you know? Yes, that's exactly that. Yeah, that's true. Like, we're not, I just feel like all four of these couples are just like in their own bubble and vacuum and like trying to figure it out by themselves.
Yes.
There's no experts coming. And then you're right. We haven't seen another like girls' night, guys' night or whatever since the honeymoon. Or did they have
something? Yes, it's a honeymoon when they were and it wasn't even activity. They were just like, oh, it's guys' day or whatever.
Yeah. So Dr. Pepper, she coming in finally to give them some guidance. She asked them like, what's the thing that you need the most help with? And they said communicating. And her advice to them was, number one, make no assumptions. And I love that too.
That's a good one.
Number two, do unto others what they would have done unto themselves. I love the make no assumptions advice.
Yeah.
I think that's crucial. I think that's something Nate and I definitely have learned too. Like, you have definitely be like an active listener. Literally come into conversations or disagreements with like no preconceived notions. Mind you, this is like my best friend. I know him inside out. But I don't. You still don't though. You might pretend in your head that I know him. No, he still has his own feelings, thoughts, things in his own head that I don't know. And like, mm-hmm. that has helped mm-hmm. us a lot going in with like very open eyes, open ears, truly active listening, not coming with any expectations or assumptions. Mm-hmm. That gets you way farther in a conversation than if you mm-hmm. come in with your own bag of foolishness that makes no sense and is not actually how he feels or things. Yeah, your own assumptions.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I heard Dr. Pepper with that one.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up. Did you find that after you guys moved in or during the like fiance marriage process?
I think probably during our fiance marriage process.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work on ourselves. We also had premarital counseling.
Counseling. Yeah.
And 2022 was just like such a big year because it was our engagement year, also planning mm-hmm. a wedding year. Also, mm-hmm. both of us had big professional transitions at the same time. So obviously a lot of battles, a lot of like
seemingly uphill, like
uphill battles. Amazing, oh yeah.
Uphill, yeah.
A lot of disagreements and just us having to learn how to really communicate clearly and just be very open with each other or else we're just going to be in a stalemate all the time.
Right.
Like, no one wants that. We have to make progress. We have to live here together and like okay, what are you actually saying? Let me really try to be open and communicate and understand.
Right. Right.
So yeah, that definitely came, I think, with just that year of us having to do so much at once.
Yeah.
More mm-hmm. so than just us moving in together.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I feel like, and you could tell me if this is wrong.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I'm right, but I feel like when you make those transitions for the first time with another person, because you've made career changes, you've moved, mm-hmm. you've mm-hmm. done all kinds of stuff, but it was either just you or your friends were just there to like kind of blindly support you in whatever you're doing.
Right.
But when you have to do it and the other person's life is so affected by the choices that you make and vice versa, it's so different than any other relationship dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. You're entangled with someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now. And then Nate and I, there's another layer of us working together. So our entanglement even went deeper. So we can have no assumptions, assumption or expectation. I have to hear him clearly. He has to listen to me clearly. Like we have to feel heard and feel seen always, because that could risk, you know, resentment, or it could risk so yes. many, you know, negative feelings. Because not only do we live together and love each other, but we also work together. So that's a whole different
right.
thing. Yeah. Wow. Shout out to premarital counseling, couples therapy, yes. all that shit. You couples gotta learn therapy. That shit. Like, it's hard. You see yeah, these couples yeah. here flailing, yeah. and they don't even know yeah. each other. God. Yeah. So, so yeah. Anyway, so Dr. Pepper, she asks them about vulnerability. Let's talk about your childhood. What's mm-hmm. you know, what's come up? Tell me things. Mm-hmm. So, this is when Kirsten shares that her parents split up, and mm-hmm. she dealt with a lot of shame. And that whole time period kind of made her more closed off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of shame of just like living in two different households, her mom's place, her dad's place, and yeah. maybe just like how that affected her as a young person. Mm-hmm. And how she also learned to handle her own sadness by herself.
Mm.
Which that, when she said that, I was like, that explains
a lot. Because she said, handle my own sadness, not self-soothe. But handle my own yeah. sadness, meaning bury
yeah
mm.
Oh Lord. And so yeah, the minute she said that, Dr. Pepper was like, okay, so we're in a marriage
yeah
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what you can't do is that you need yeah. to really let down boundaries. You need to, this other person, you have to trust them, you have to build trust with them. Mm-hmm. You have to trust mm-hmm. that they will take care of you.
Yeah.
Like, you have
yeah.
to really let go of that. Like, you have to mm-hmm. trust that this person is here to be that person that can help you through this sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that another thing I was thinking about Kirsten too, when she said that, handle her sadness on her own.
Yeah.
To me, it felt, again, with my initial thoughts about her therapy journey, I'm curious, it felt like somebody who maybe, rather than going to therapy, like ran to church or like, her minister
Ooh.
Or somebody who's not really equipped to help you through yes. depression necessarily. Yes.
In a one-on-one sense. Mm-hmm. This even sounds like a group.
Like a thing. Group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the youth yeah. choir or just dove right. into yeah, church yeah. in some way or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not a replacement for therapy. That's
it is not. It is such a lovely addition, but it is not addition. A replacement.
No,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
So not to make assumptions about her, but that's what I would like was feeling. Yeah. It's like, I'm really curious if she ever sat and talked to like a licensed, like Dr. Pepper type of person to really understand mm-hmm. that sadness that she went through. Mm. And so, yeah, this was very eye opening. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was mm-hmm. no surprise why she's not been opening up to Shaquille. So we yeah. get it now.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Shaquille shared a little bit about how growing up, his mom worked a lot. Her presence wasn't mm-hmm. always there. He didn't even meet his biological father until he was like 18 going off to college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And had to, you know, understand forgiveness and kind of learn those things on his own. Mm-hmm. He's a bit more grown. Mm-hmm. So then we talk about intimacy, obviously, because these two mm-hmm. have not even kissed yet.
Terrible. Which this is crazy.
Wild to me. they're not in separate rooms, they're sleeping in the same bed. Like, that's wild to me to be sleeping next to somebody. I'm wearing my little cute little crop top, okay. little PJs or whatever,
little something.
He yeah. has no shirt on, or I don't right. know how he sleeps, whatever, and they're just kind of maybe cuddling. I think they cuddle, but they're just not.
That's even weirder
to even me, that's even weird weirder. Yeah, yeah. Let me say that mm-hmm. that's weird. Mm-hmm. I can rub my booty up on you, we could spoon, but I'm not gonna turn over and kiss you.
And then wait, you have to ask?
And you have to ask?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, yeah.
Perplexing to say the least. So yeah, so Dr. Pepper's like, y'all gotta graduate from these forehead kisses. They were so proud that of these forehead so kisses, bitch.
Embarrassing. That was so embarrassing.
Oh god.
Oh my god. You know what?
Yeah.
Shaquille gets an ill setup for this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because Kirsten said, we've made progress, and then goes along with a story of forehead kisses and a missing forehead kiss in the morning.
In the morning that she was tight about.
Why? First of all, why are you so tight about it? That's number one. Why are you so upset over this? You don't even
that's
like
this doing.
Man. That's what it seems like. You won't talk to him. You won't kiss him. Right. In front of this doctor, you say they ain't shit. In front of the other doctor, you say make progress. What is happening? What is going on here?
I don't know.
I can't believe they were really doing that. That was so terrible.
They were really talking a good 5-minute scene about these forehead kisses. And Dr. Pepper was like, okay, we need y'all to progress from here. This is enough.
Yeah.
But her Dr. Pepper's energy was also very directed at Shaquille. She wasn't really directing it at Kirsten. Yeah. She was looking at Shaquille like, we got to do better than these forehead kisses.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, Kirsten will sit with them forehead kisses till the end of time. So Shaquille, you gotta, I think she was looking at him like as the leader, like you gotta lead this along because she is not going to make those moves. It's gonna have to come from you. So, hop to it, my dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that was that. We had a quick little scene with Clint. Clint was zooming his friend, his old retired friend sitting by the pool. Clint's old friends.
I'm just reminded that they are just like on old different white great pensions and just like retired at 42 and living their lives on their boats. Whatever on their the boats. Fuck.
This guy was lounged by his pool in Florida. Living his best life.
Because you know he's VP of some little agency and got a nice sweet little pension and chilling. Oh my God.
So Clint is still talking about how it's so hard to get to know Gina. It's really hard to get things out of her. The friend really didn't have much advice besides maybe y'all need to go drinking and kind of open up to each other, which I think that's good, simple advice. They just need to have like some nights out, get a little sauced up, ask some deep questions, play the card games. Like,
yes, I think they need,
it shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, they need like a better night out because they've had the bull riding, they've had the but they need like a more like nice dress up 4-course wine pairing.
Something.
Wine and dine.
Thing. Or an intimate night in too.
Or that.
Like, pop open the wine, open up, bust open the card games. So yeah.
And the blindfolds and do.
And the blindfold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. Next, we have Jasmine and Eris with Dr. Pepper. Jasmine is so thirsty for this advice. She is flailing out here by herself with Eris.
Yeah, she is. She seems. She seems like one of those like car blow up things. The like the person, the you know the things that go like.
Oh, at the car wash.
The car wash.
The Gumby looking thing. Yep.
But also seems like she's wearing thin. Like she seems kind of over it.
She seems always. She does very much seem over,
Him. Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, she. You know, her whole thing is she's been hoping and kind of leaning on him to lead them into deeper conversation. And it's not really coming from, he's not bringing anything, like it's just not happening. And so Dr. Pepper in that moment, she's like, all right, Jasmine, let's just do it right now. Like you share something vulnerable. And she talks about how she loves mentoring the young women at her coaching gym and teaching them to really stand up for themselves and speak up for themselves. And in that moment, she realizes that she herself has not been doing that.
Herself.
The same thing she's been preaching, right? She's not doing it. And then she explains a little bit more about her past, how she moved when she was 9, moved to a new place, didn't fit in with anybody. Her self-esteem like crashed and burned. She eventually moved back to Nashville, kind of rebuilt herself, and finally got to a place where she loves herself. And she's just so upset now that she's with somebody who's not feeling her. She did all the work she did to get here, and now she's in with this dude who is telling her he's not attracted to her, doesn't want to really dig deep to get to know her, and she's like, I've not really shared a lot of this with him because I also just feel like he might not even care, and he doesn't want to know. So I was like, oh, we're finally getting somewhere. Oh, man.
That was a really great realization that she
definitely. So Dr. Pepper asks, crucial, quintessential, just great question. Have you thought, to Jasmine, have you thought it might not be about you?
Which, I don't know. That annoyed me, that question.
It did?
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.